At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to my good colleague Lorenzo Fiore of the Insaudo Foundation, and the conversation on the Financial Times pages. This is the pink newspaper that's financial news out of London. Is Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, who has emerged after more than 2 years as a major figure in European politics, chair of the G7 to meet in some weeks' time, but more importantly, leading an Italian economy that's behaving better than some of its neighbors and certainly doing well considering we're all still recovering from the pandemic and Italy was hit very hard. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. The conversation between Gideon Rockman, the chief foreign correspondent of the Financial Times, and the Financial Times Rome correspondent, Amy Kasman, is that Giorgia Meloni is popular and doing well. And we'll go issue by issue because I'm learning how the London media regards Giorgia Meloni, and then we'll talk about the Italian media. First of all, migration. Giorgia Meloni is said to be candid when she talks about migration. She thought she could do something significant right away. She's finding it much more difficult. We know that migration is a story that is difficult for all of the European Union, all of Europe. And according to Amy Kasman, Giorgia Meloni stood in front of the Italian people and said, I've not delivered on this. It's going to take more time, be more expensive. Was that a popular decision for her to tell the Italian people she has not succeeded? Good evening to you.
Well, let me tell you that one of the things that the Italian are appreciating is the transparency that is given by Giorgia Meloni, also by other minister of his government. And I think everybody appreciated that she did. I couldn't do what I thought to do when I came into power. But certainly the commitment and the effort that she is paying to solve the situation of immigration is now having a good effect, because I can tell you that over the last weeks, the immigration flow has been reduced compared to the past, where there was a clear increase that brought Giorgia Meloni to admit a sort of, I wouldn't say failure, but something that was not in line with her expectations. So she excused with the Italians. Maybe this is the result of a different approach that Giorgia Meloni undertook with the neighbor around the Mediterranean Sea, that is try to convince how to help them at their home and not try to do something different from what was done by the previous government. And also the collaboration with the European Union, because whenever Giorgia Meloni went to visit Egypt or Tunisia, she went with the head of the European Commission. And so she had a lot of support from the European Union. I think that the results of such a reduction of migration now is given by the latest trip that she did to Tunisia. And I think that now whatever she did in such a respect is offering the first good results.
Social media. The Financial Times correspondent for Rome, Amy Kasman, said that Giorgia Meloni handles social media very, very well, and that she makes videos, which she characterizes chatty, connecting to the Italian people. Is that correct? She has the common touch.
Every morning, she normally delivers a video message to, well, I wouldn't say every day, but pretty often during the week, she delivers to the Italians, and she comments what she's doing, what are her expectation in terms of new activities that are going to be undertaken by the government in the next boards. And this type of communication is appreciated. But in my opinion, what is appreciated is the way she communicates, which is different from the past. One of the latest statements that she did very clear is that she believes to belong to the people and she wants to remain a woman of the people of the Italian society, not a representation of some of the lobby, which were, in my opinion, something pretty much felt by the Italians with the former prime minister.
Also, given credit for managing her coalition, which apparently we have a saying in America, it's like herding cats. Do you have the same saying in Italy? Everybody going in different directions in her own coalition.
We don't say similar expression. But in my opinion, she's driving the coalition in a very professional way. I mean, she knows when she needs to be silent, but whenever she needs to say what is his view and what has to be done according to what she agreed with all the parties that are forming her coalition, she's very straightforward and very tough. So in my opinion, this is another, perception that the Italian have about her leadership. And most of the Italian like such approach and such leadership.
Now, there's a big controversy, as I understand it. There's a strike and a strike threatened by Italian journalists complaining that they don't have easy access to the leadership, that the leadership has been using defamation suits against them when it writes something, when the journalist writes something unhappy, that the leadership controls the media, chiefly television, and that there's censorship going on. That is said to be a controversy right now against Meloni. Is this something that's happened before? Are journalists always complaining about the government?
We are talking about journalists belonging to RAI. RAI is the brand of the Italian national Italian and public broadcasting network. 75% of the trade union, 75% of the journalists belongs to a specific trade union organization that control the broadcasting channel ever since. So whenever there is something to change there, they immediately react. And of course, they are reacting now according to what the government of Giorgia Meloni is asking, try to be more transparent and more straightforward in selling news that are not biased by, by one party or the other. So in my opinion, even on that, the Italians understand that such journalists represent a sort of political enclave that was created by what was the way of managing the broadcasting challenge by the parties in the previous time. And I think she's doing right even in such a respect and try to be very straight and forward in criticizing what such trade union are saying about her and about the way the government is somehow giving direction to the broadcasting channel.
We have a minute. Apparently, she is going to be accompanied to the G7 meeting in Italy by the Pope. Is that correct?
This is the first time that the Pope participate to the G7 summit. Again, this is a very good result of the Giorgia Meloni leadership, of the Italian leadership of the G7 this year. You know that one of the top item of the agenda of the G7 is artificial intelligence. And Pope Francesco, the Pope, will go and join the G7 summit to speak about the risk and the opportunities offered by artificial intelligence.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation commenting on the Financial Times featuring Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, also the leader, the chair of the G7 meeting, soon enough meeting in Italy with Pope. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.